Lenten Day 37, Tuesday, April 16th. Some more thoughts on Peter and faith. When Peter began to sink in the Sea of Galilee, it was not so much that he did not have faith. He did. But he began to sink because he allowed the storm around him to take over and grab his attention. Fear kicked in. Storms at sea can be terrifying. In 2009, our entire family, 22 of us, vacationed on a cruise ship. A Caribbean storm blew in so fiercely one day at sea that the huge waves flooded the lower decks, and the cabin ordered all of us outside the deck and the doors to be sealed. It was scary stuff. You see, when fear replaces faith, we lose our way. Fear and faith cannot coexist. They are mutually exclusive. Remember this next time you are weary and you want to give up and throw in the towel. Peter could not have held on to both fear and faith at the same time that day during the storm on the Sea of Galilee. He had to choose one or the other. Unfortunately for him, he made the wrong choice. Has a storm of life ever battered you so badly that all you could see was the storm swirling around you and not the Lord who can calm the storm? Think about your own personal circumstances in life's many troubled times. Remember that if we live in faith, there is no storm in life that Christ cannot calm. The storm that day continued to rage on, even after Jesus saved Peter from the drowning. It was not until Peter climbed back onto the boat and declared Jesus to be the Son of God that the storm stopped, and not a minute before. Jesus is in the midst of our Christians during every storm of life. If one of those storms is raging in your life right now, do not take your eyes off Christ. Choose faith and not fear.